Delta Airlines announcing plans to use AI to set ticket prices. Tanya Powers is joining us live this morning on WBEN. Tanya, is this a good thing or not?
Well, three senators don't necessarily think it's a great thing. Let me just kind of start there. There are three Democratic senators who have basically sent a letter on, I think, Monday. It was made public on Tuesday. That's basically pressing Delta Airlines CEO to answer some questions about the planned use of artificial intelligence to set those ticket prices. There have been a lot of people who have not just jumped on board, no pun intended, with this idea in the last few days since this sort of, came out. The senators in their letter cited, and by the way, that's Ruben Gallego, Mark Warner, and Richard Blumenthal. Those are the three senators that wrote the letter. And what they did was they, basically cited comments from Delta that they, plan to deploy the AI-based revenue management technology across 20% of their domestic flights by the end of this year. They're partnering with Fetcher, which is an AI pricing company. Delta added that in a statement that they've been using dynamic pricing for more than three decades. That's where the pricing, fluctuates based on, things like overall customer demand or things like that, but not somebody's specific customer information, their personal information. And that is kind of what's getting people's dander up, is because, people are saying, wait a minute, you're going to use the personal information of customers in order to, charge different seat fees to people on the same flight, despite, the same, having the same seat, you're paying a different fare. That this is what's got people upset.
I mean, it's kind of going beyond just that idea of almost like a surge or this dynamic pricing we've all become used to with tickets for other things, and it's getting a little bit more personal.
Yeah, I mean, think about the people who, may have to make a last-minute flight. If that personal information, let's say you have to go to a funeral or something like that at the last minute, and somehow AI, can pull in details about, the reason that you need to go or the, dates that you have to go, which would obviously be, very soon. Using that to say, okay, well, we can charge you more because you got to go, it kind of was bad enough anyway. I don't know if you've tried to book a last minute flight to someplace that's not like, a deal. Here's a weekend deal and it's popped up on Wednesday and you can go on, Friday or Saturday. If it's something else where, it's probably citing you, $1,000 fares, depending on where you're going. If you're trying to get a last minute seat, those are always higher. Anything that's like AI has put a fear in a lot of people of, wait a minute, how are you using my information? Especially if there's even a whiff of you're going to use it to jack up the price for something, that does not set well with people.
Yeah, you're right on that. Tanya, thank you. Tanya Powers with us this morning.